The rhythmic wash of the sea upon the reef was becoming audible now, and it had a pleasant sound in his ears. The water washed along the side of the canoe, and the paddle dripped between each stroke. Presently, he began to doze. He was still dimly conscious of the island, but a queer dream texture interwove with his sensations. Once again it was the night when he and Hooker had hit upon the Chinaman's secret. He saw the moonlit trees, the little fire burning, and the black figures of the three Chinamen, silvered on one side by moonlight, and on the other glowing from the firelight, and heard them talking together in pidgin English, for they came from different provinces. Hooker had caught the drift of their talk first, and had motioned to him to listen. Fragments of the conversation were inaudible, and fragments incomprehensible. A Spanish galleon from the Philippines, hopelessly aground, and its treasure buried against the day of return, lay in the background of the story. A shipwrecked crew thinned by disease, a quarrel or so and the needs of discipline, and, at last, taking to their boats never to be heard of again. Then Chang He, only a year since wandering ashore, had happened upon the ingots hidden for 200 years, had deserted his junk and reburied them with infinite toil.